The shape and cleanliness of New Jersey beaches has come a long way since Superstorm Sandy. Department of Environmental Protection Commissioner Catherine McCabe expects them to get even better, despite concerns over sea level rise from climate change.
The good news is that we are going to make it easier for the municipalities along our coastline that need to prepare for and adapt to climate change to find their information in one place. So we've Rutgers University, Stevens Institute, Monmouth University, and you know within our own state, as well as NOAA federally and internationally, you have the International Governmental Panel on Climate Change, all have pulled together lots of good information about sea level rise.
Mild winters over the past few years has positively impacted New Jersey beaches, says Dr. John Miller, NJC Grant Consortium Specialist and Coastal Engineering Professor with Stevens Institute of Technology.
That combined with the fact that there's all this great beach nourishment activity that's gone on means that the beaches are in extra good condition this year. Basically, we look at the storms, and there were very few storms of significance that caused anything beyond minor erosion to the beaches. Any of the erosion that did occur, the sand is sitting in a sandbar offshore. When the conditions are right in the spring, that typically works its way back onshore. So that sand is going to come back in and come back into the system. So everything is looking pretty good.
NJC Grand Consortium has launched a rip current awareness campaign ahead of summer. Dr. Amy Williams is one of the leads on that initiative.
They're very common along the Jersey Shore. They happen every day and they can happen any hour of the day. And a lot of places there are rip currents that are just consistent. They're permanently there. Usually people will know about it like on the side of a pier or where a jetty is because it continually changes the surface of the water and what's going on underneath with the currents and the flow. But most of the times, they're just coming and going, and they can pop up anywhere and be unpredictable.
What to do if you're caught in a rip current?
You want to stay calm, wave, yell, and if no one's there to help you, swim parallel to the beach and come back in.
Experts predict a hot and dry summer season this year in New Jersey with much less rainfall than last year. NJDEP Commissioner Catherine McCabe.
The beaches are in great shape, and the water quality is in great shape. Come to the beaches and enjoy yourselves. And everyone who is not from New Jersey, come and enjoy, discover our beaches.
At the Jersey Shore, I'm Ang Santos, WBGO News.